All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. I'm sorry. It is Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. There you go.
FM Talk.
Yeah, it might take a couple of days to get the change in there.
Did it just happen?
For that.
Just happen?
Yeah, was told this afternoon. Yeah. So, Carrie Kasem is with us. Always nice to see you.
Good to see you,
Ms.
too.
Ms. Kasem.
Thanks.
And we got a big week of shows here, so stay tuned to the Tim Conway Jr. Show all week. We got Carolla coming in, Frank Kramer coming in. Robert Schimmel, Teresa Strausser, and, of course, Arsenio Hall. So it's a huge week.
That's awesome.
You go, dog.
Yeah, you go, dog.
You go, dog.
No, you go, dog.
You go, dog.
This is going to irritate women to no end, but I'm about to read you.
Oh, no.
Sexist men. Sexist men.
I'm already angry.
Oh, boy.
Already angry.
Throw me in that group.
Oh, good.
Earn the most money. Thank you very much. Being a sexist could be a boon in the workplace, according to a new study. Listen to this. Scientists have found men who believe a woman's place is in the home earn thousands more per year than their less traditional minded male colleagues. Let me read that again. It seems to be important. Scientists have found men who believe a woman's place is in the home earn thousands more per year than their less traditionally minded male colleagues.
I love
how the
government pays this much money to people to actually do studies like this.
You guys got screwed again, dude. So the men that are in the workplace who think that women shouldn't be there are earning thousands of dollars more per year. Thank you very much.
Like Rupert Murdoch and Tom Likas.
Yeah, like Tom Likas, Carolla. I don't know if Carolla would consider himself a sexist. I don't know. No? I would consider myself one, though.
Yeah, you're a little bit of a sexist. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I believe that women should be at home.
Really?
If you've got kids, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, if you got kids, I think either one of them should be at home.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
if you don't have a
mother.
Job, you better get your ass
absolutely.
Into work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for your ass to sit around on the couch. No, if you have kids, though, you got to be in that home and raise those kids.
One or the other, I agree.
Well, I don't even think it's one or the other.
Really?
Yeah.
The first few years of life is a mom. Yeah.
I still really think you can't. I mean, if you're a dad sitting around the house all day and mom's working.
Well, if you're a writer or if you're somebody that can sit around the house and the woman, and then you want your wife to work.
But I think that irritates the women. I think women who are going out there and earning a living while their husband's sitting home with the kids, I think she's irritated by that.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know. You know, I think that eventually if the husband isn't doing something at home besides raising the kids, yes. If he's not somebody who can do a job from the home, yeah, I agree. I think eventually it's demasculating. It's not attractive. You know, you want your guy to be out there
kicking
doing
ass.
Something. Yeah. Or at least, you know, for the first few years until they get into kindergarten or into school where they're, you know. And after that, if they decide to go back to work, great. But I commend anybody that sits home and raises a child and really does it right and doesn't just leave the kids at, you know, with somebody else or
childcare.
Yeah,
child daycare
care.
Or yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. What bothers me, it used to bother me more, and now it, you know, as you get older, you don't care about anything. But what bothered me a lot more before was when people would have kids and then they would put those kids in daycare. And there was a guy that called us up last year, and him and his wife had a child, and the child was put in daycare, right? And they both went back to work.
What
8 weeks old.
Jesus Christ.
I'm
going to piss off a lot of people.
2 months.
That's disgusting. Why have a child if that's what you're going to do to them?
Yeah, then
why?
I asked the guy, I said, where are you living?
Why?
And he said, they're living out in Thousand Oaks. I said, what kind of car are you driving? He says, he drives Mercedes and his wife drives a Lexus. I said, well, how about not driving Mercedes? How about not driving a Lexus and maybe somebody can stay home?
Yeah.
And like, no, we got to both work. We're both very active. We're both, you know,
why have
heavily
a kid
into
then?
Business.
Why
yeah,
have a kid?
Yeah.
Why do that to your child?
Yes.
It makes
yes,
me so
Kasem.
Angry. So angry. Don't have a kid unless one or more parents can stay home with them. You've got at least for the first few years of life.
And then have as many kids as you like.
Yeah. And then you don't
knock yourself
sure.
up.
Sure.
I wished I, the only regret that I have so far, the major regret I have in life is I wish I had a kid earlier.
Oh, Mom.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think you kind of did your life and were happy with it and you kind of did what you want to do? And
I don't know.
No?
I'd rather have had my daughter when I was 29 than 41.
But at 29, you think you were capable of having a kid?
I was a mess, but maybe it would have helped me out, you know? Maybe it would have been, you know, my daughter and I could have gone through trying to dodge the IRS together, you know? She could have been in that apartment with no refrigerator. Like, Daddy, can I have another bottle? Like, yeah, hold on one sec. Let me open the ice chest.
Change her on that inflatable couch.
She would have loved that inflatable couch.
That's horrible.
But it's, here's the study, gang. Sexist men, and this came out today. September 22nd, is that today? Is that today?
Yes,
sir. Scientists have found that, is it today, the 22nd?
Yes, it is. It is September 22nd.
Okay.
It is.
All right. Scientists have found out that men who believe a woman's place in the home earn thousands more per year than their less traditionally minded male colleagues. It goes on. They discovered, and hold on one second, let me straighten this out here. Go back to 100% because I effed up this computer. All right. They discovered that macho pay gap amounts to more than $8,500 a year.
Wow.
The guys who are macho and say, hey, get your, skirt, get back to the kitchen and make me something. Those guys earn about $8,500 more than the guys who are like, hey, Sheila's on our team, and we're kicking ass in sales.
I'm wondering who's really being surveyed. I mean,
they're in the science. The tables were turned among women, however, with feminists earning more than women with traditional outlooks. Feminists. And sexist guys are making the most money out there.
Well, I'm neither. I'm not.
All you other people are in that big melting pot.
But I'm not a feminist.
No.
But I'm not a feminist, but I'm also, you know, somebody who doesn't want kids and doesn't think marriage is such a big deal. But I'm not a feminist.
Yeah, but you've also chosen a career over a family.
Well,
Yeah. That's sort of feminist.
But that's not really feminist.
Sounds feminist to me.
But if I was a feminist, I wouldn't agree with you that a woman should stay home and take care of the kids if they have it.
That's true.
I'd say, hey, the woman deserves, you know, she can have a baby and work too.
Yeah. I don't think you're a feminist. I think you're an odd bird. You're like sort of a very conservative person when it comes to crime and politics, but you're also a Democrat.
And a tree hugger. Yeah.
And
with other things.
I tell you, you're really mixed up there. I think it's all that candida.
You think so?
Year.
Candida's, you know, really gone down, Tim.
Yes.
Yeah, no more vaginal yeast infections for me. Yeah, look at that.
Fantastic.
Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? I think we should all celebrate.
When's the last time you had a yeast infection?
I've had one this year. That's it.
One?
That's it.
Wow.
And I used to get them constantly. One, this candida yeast thing has cleared my skin up, has cleared the yeast out of my body, no infections. I'm a new person, Tim.
You know, I'm
going to have a party. And you know, I'm going to have a party this Friday at the Avalon.
Are you going to have another birthday party for yourself?
Jesus Christ.
Will you come?
You're the only one who throws a birthday party for herself.
Not? What are you talking about? My mom wanted to give me a birthday party. She was going to give us all three a birthday party because we're all three summer babies, me, my brother, and my sister.
Right.
We're all three. But I really wanted to play charades badly. And none of the other kids, like, they're like, you know what? Just give her the birthday party. We don't want our friends subjected to this. I'm serious. And so I said, all I want to do for my birthday is play charades. What did I do? For the first hour and a half, played charades.
There you go.
That was it.
Quite a birthday.
It was fantastic. You liked it, right? You thought it was pleasant.
I didn't participate in the charades.
No, but it was a nice party.
Or the karaoke. But
or the
I did
poker.
Drink and smoke. Yeah. So it was a good party. The difference between their paychecks, women and men, was much smaller, the research showed. The feminists make $1,600 more a year. Feminists made $1,600 more a year, and us sexist pig males made $8,500 more per year. Yes. Look at you, Tommy. Researchers from the University of Florida looked at studies of more than 12,000 men and women who took part in a national study on attitudes. All right, so this is one theory that I'm reading right now.
Right.
There could be other theories. Why do you think in 2008 that women are still not earning as much as men? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. A chance for you very angry chicks to get on the phone and blast away at corporate America, because you still aren't earning what guys are earning. And you got to be furious about it. No? Yes? No? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
I truly believe women think that men, once they get married, are going to kind of take care of them, so they don't have to work as hard. They're just in the job, kind of, you know, paying their rent, paying their
bills.
That's
possible.
But I really truly believe, like, so many women are raised to believe that as soon as they're married, the man's going to take care of them. They're going to have the kids. They might work, you know, once in a while, or work half, you know, half the time. And so they don't try as hard. And they don't have these aspirations.
Well, I also think that most women, no matter how attractive you are, and no matter how well you're doing in life, have a feeling that you're worthless.
I think a lot of people, even guys, feel like they're worthless.
I don't think guys really care that much, though.
Oh, I think
so. You know, because, see, with guys have a lot of things going on.
Sure.
They've got their friends, they got their sports, they got their car, they got vacations, they got gambling, drinking. Oh, they could do a billion things and be as happy as they can being married or unmarried. Guys have about 12 different things going on in their lives. One of them is work. One of them is a relationship. One of them is their kids. One of them is, you know, having fun with the guys, boating, camping, skiing, whatever. They're all over the joint.
Right.
But women basically have their relationship with a guy, and that is a major part of their life. Major, major part.
Sure.
It's when women go out and to El Torito. I don't know whether it's a regular El Torito or El Torito Grill, wherever you go. But when you sit around and you talk about your life, it's almost always about relationships or the guys.
Not me.
It's a lot. I've heard it, baby.
Not heard me talk mostly
maybe
about guys.
Maybe not you. You might be the exception.
Today I had a conversation.
All right, but this isn't just about Carrie Kasem this time. This is about women in general.
Why not? I'm kidding.
Women in general. And if you, like, for instance, I went out with a friend of mine up in Oregon, and we spent about 4 hours together drinking and playing video poker and just, you know, hanging out. And when I came back, my wife said, "Hey, how's so-and-so's wife? How are they doing?"
Right.
I said, never came up. In 4 hours, it didn't come up once.
But you are different. You're odd.
It didn't come up once.
But you're not an emotional creature. You don't, like, care about people.
I didn't ask about his wife, and he didn't ask about mine.
But
doesn't matter.
People aren't as unattached as you are. I'm telling you. You're very unattached.
I am wildly unattached.
Yeah.
To everything.
But most people, in general, aren't as unattached as you are.
They're trying to get there.
I think a lot of people wish they could be.
They're trying to become as distant as I am. All right. Why do you think that women make less than men in 2008, when all the movements, all the you know, the feminist crap is going on? The you know, let's you know, run around and protest and burn our bras and all kinds of crap. Why is it still in 2008? Is it not fair? Burton in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, Burton.
Hey, Tim.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, I'm just wondering this. How come no women have their own decent radio show with something to say?
Well, you know what? It's a good point, and I think that, you know, there are some exceptions.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's not a lot, but there are a few that make more money. I think one of them, Laura Schlesinger, makes more money than most anybody on radio,
yeah,
right?
But is that a man or a woman?
Half and half, right?
I mean, seriously.
Does anybody look down her pants?
That's not a real feminine woman.
But no, but she is. I mean, there's a few I can name. Actually, Wendy Williams, Randy Rhodes, those women are really,
well,
really,
you know,
popular.
They have nothing to say, though. Yeah, no, honestly, they have nothing to say.
Hamilton does a great show.
Heidi Hamilton's fantastic.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Listen, you get this Kasem girl has a lot to say, but she's a sidekick at best.
And so is the
Teresa Strasser, Robin from the Stern Show.
Teresa Strasser is brilliant. She could easily have her own show.
Why doesn't she?
Well, she might. She just got on radio. Her first radio show is Adam Carolla. I bet you anything that woman's going to have her own show. She's phenomenal.
Okay.
Hey, Burton.
Now let's divert to Sam Phillips. Point proven, enough said.
She has her own show.
Yeah, hey, Burton.
Oh, God, but it's torture to listen to.
Burton,
she's useless.
Please. Hey, enough with, you know, stop insulting my friend Sam.
Yeah, Sam's rad. But Burton, I have to tell you, I think a lot of it is not the fact that they don't have anything to say. It's our voices. I think men's voices are easier to listen to on radio than women's
It has to be irritating to women when a guy like Rush Limbaugh, who is radically, a Democrat and politically on the right and alienates a lot of people. Yeah. Just signed a brand new deal for $400 million.
In how many years?
I think it's a 10-year deal.
$400 million?
Yeah. He just signed a $400 million deal. And women are, you know, nobody's earning close to that.
No. I thought Laura Schlesinger was the highest paid, but I guess not anymore.
Yeah. Look up, hey, Randy, will you look up Rush Limbaugh's... I think, you know what, I'm going to look it up because now that I think about it, that sounds high.
That's a really, really high. I mean, that's Howard Stern's number.
Yeah, it was, let me see. I think it's $400 million. Let's take a look here. Anyway.
Wow.
News, Rush Limbaugh.
That guy's, I mean, even if you hate him, you listen to him because he is entertaining. He's out of his mind.
Well, I think that's why he got, $400 million.
I mean, you hate him, you listen to him. You love him, you listen to him. You can't believe half the things that out of his mouth.
Here it is. Out of Detroit Free Press. And here's the article on Rush Limbaugh. DTE applies for another nuclear plant. They talk about that. And then it goes on. Rush Limbaugh signed a contract between $300 and $400 million.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Just unreal.
Jesus Christ.
Is that right or am I misreading this? Is that how much he signed for?
That's what it is.
Is that right? Where'd you see that?
I saw it on Yahoo News.
It's just crazy because he's been arrested so many times. He's done so many illegal things. He says horrible things. And yet he's getting a contract. And Imus, poor guy, goes... I mean, now he's on a show. Now he has his own show. But gets I offed for saying one comment. He gets fired.
What did he say?
Remember about the nappy-headed host?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He said that.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
The whole, debacle?
Yeah, $400 million.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. All right, let's talk to Burton. We thank you for calling. Joanne in Ventura. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey.
All right. Why do you think men and women aren't earning the same here? What's going on?
Well, what I said was I don't think that it matters as much to women.
It's true.
I think there are a lot of other issues that are more important, myself included.
Is that right?
I think so. I think I chose...
So if you do the same amount of work and you get less, it doesn't bother you?
Well, that's not it. It's just that I don't think that some women don't go into the same high-profile jobs.
Right, but they're talking about the same women in the same position making less.
Oh, well, that's...
And men as well, right? Men that don't believe in being right now.
And the men who are the sexist pigs are making the most.
Well, are you sure it's that the ones? Are you sure it's the same job and making less money?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're not comparing the guy who runs Ford to a guy who works at Jack in the Box.
Well, I think it's. I mean, it was. I mean, I could say this was an issue when I was looking for a husband. I was not looking for a husband who was a go-getter.
You were looking for one.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't looking for the sexist pig making the most money type of a guy.
And how'd it work out for you?
Great. I got two boys. He's working.
How old are the boys?
They're 8 and 6.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He's working his ass off, and I had a full-time job, and I just now went back to work, just working around my kids' schedule. And
good for you. So you stayed home with the kids?
I totally stayed home.
Yes. Good.
8 years.
Excellent. Good for you.
Yeah.
Do a little coke while you're... A little bump while you're raising those kids?
Am I doing what?
Do a little bump in the morning to get up
lines.
And
a couple.
Pack those lunches?
I packed his lunches. Is that what you said?
No, when you woke up in the morning, did you have to take a couple of hits of coke to get it rolling?
I probably should have.
You know what? I think that moms would be much better moms if they took a hit of coke.
Or a bottle of tequila in the...
I don't know about tequila like a downer, but I'm talking about a nice sniff when they get up.
Why? Why not just put Benadryl in the baby's bottle?
Because women, when they wake up, are complete bitches. They are. It takes about an hour for a woman to become a sane human being.
Who are you sleeping next to?
Trust me.
I wake up singing. Rise and shine.
You get out of here. You wake up singing.
Want to hear me waking up? Oh, gosh, it's morning. I stretch. Rise and shine and give God your glory.
Oh,
glory,
get
rise,
out of here.
Shine. Come on, sing it with me. And give God your glory. Not, rise and what? Shine and give
I'd,
God your
I'd
glory.
I'd rather be
glory,
with a manic depressive than you.
Lord.
I'd rather be with a manic depressive than that.
Well, what's so wrong with being a bitch in the morning for an hour anyway?
It's an old routine, you know? We've seen
what?
It. We've seen the act.
I am not a bitch in the morning. I am not a bitch in the morning.
Hey, hold on one sec. Let me remind my co-host tonight that the show's not always
okay,
about
but I'm
her.
Just saying, when you say women, I there's a lot of women I know that get up and go exercising in the morning. They jump up out of bed and run like
Sam
5 miles.
Sam, hold on one second here, Joy. We're going to give you a prize. Sam is with us instead of Gina Grad here. Sam Marino, how are you? Got a button in there for that microphone?
Good.
Okay, how old are you?
What?
How old are you?
20.
All right, when you wake up in the morning, are you a complete mess, just angry and depressed and a complete bitch?
Not at all, actually. I wake up at 5:30 every morning. I love it. I'm all happy, jump in the shower, no big deal.
See, I told you.
Let me ask Randy. When your mom gets up in the morning when you were a kid, was she a mess?
She was horrible. Screaming at me all morning. Her job is, because she knows she has to wake up early, is to make everybody else miserable as hell because we all get to wake up a couple hours later than her.
My mom was such an a-hole in the morning. I can't tell you how many times. My mom, first of all, if there was a closed door in our house, and whether it was locked or not, if there was a locked door,
right,
she took that as a personal offense to her that somebody locked the door. So if you're in there as a kid, and I remember I was only
that's weird.
You know, 7 or 8 years old, taking a dump, and my mom knocking on that door. Who's in there? I'm like, oh, it's me. I got 6 me's. Who's in there? Tim, what are you doing in there? Open this door. I'm in the middle of pooping. I don't know if that's going to bother you, but I'd rather you be on the other side of that door.
No wonder
while this
why
action's
you
going
think
on.
People and women are
you
bitches.
You open that door, you little mother effer!
It's ingrained in you. You were born into nastiness.
Listen, I have my share of friends whose mothers were the same horrors.
My
of
mom wasn't.
With an H, not a W.
Yeah, my mom wasn't.
No, but there are women out there, and there's a lot of them out there, who wake up and they're complete see you next Tuesdays every morning. Trust me.
No, I believe it. I believe it. I guess I don't think it's that much.
You have no idea the minority that you and Sam Marino are.
I mean, I can be a bitch, or if I'm like having cramps, or if I'm tired.
Was your mom a bitch when you were waking up?
No, she woke us up, and you know she did my hair, and she's, you know, I was probably crankier when I was a kid, not wanting to go to school because I hated school, and that, but I didn't want to wake up to go to school, but now.
All right, let's talk back with Joanne. Joanne, you there?
Yes.
How long does it take you to become unbitchy in the morning?
Between 7 and 8 o'clock. That's how long it takes me to get the boys off to school.
And then you're pleasant.
And I'm great. Okay. I come home, I read the paper, and I have a cup of coffee.
You sound like a great mother.
Thank you.
A mother effer. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, we're going to give you a pair of tickets. Where do you live? Out in Ventura?
Yes.
A pair of tickets to see to go to the Loose Goose Wine Festival.
Cool.
You ever been out there?
No.
It's in Valencia. It's pretty close to you.
Okay.
You can go the back way there.
Something.
October 4th and 5th, and come out and check out and drink all that Belgian beer that they have to offer.
Oh, my husband will love that.
Oh, yeah. Take your husband and leave those two kids at home. All right. Hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
Congratulations on being a good mom.
Thanks.
I know it's a hard thing to do in life. You don't get enough credit. If you raise decent kids, you know, we should all bow to you.
Best job in the world.
Yeah. All right. Hold on 1 second,
okay.
Ben. All right. There she goes. Always nice to speak to a good mom. You know?
Yeah.
All right. The women are not making as much in the workplace. It's 2008. It's 2008 we're talking about. This is not a repeat from 1968, folks. This is not a radio show from 40 years ago.
Tim, would you like to go out, like, on the break with singing Rise and Shine with me? Together?
No!
One, two, three,
you can
four.
Sing it.
Rise and shine and give God your
can
glory.
Can you shut her mic
glory.
Off? All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. show. This nut with me is Carrie Kasem. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk. righty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1, I'm sorry, on 97.1 FM Talk. And Carrie Kasem is with us.
Yeah.
And we will, I looked it up during the commercial break. It is true that Rush Limbaugh signed a $400 million deal. It shatters broadcast records. And he's making $38 million a year. And he's buying a new G5, a new G550.
Beautiful plane.
In what is being described as an unprecedented radio contract, Limbaugh will make with his syndicated show in 2016. Up till 2016, he'll make $400 million over the next 8 years.
Jesus Christ.
That's unbelievable.
$400 million.
He's so unhealthy, though. He's so unhealthy and angry, I'm telling you.
That's me.
He may not make it.
It's not him. That's me.
Yeah, it's you too.
That's me you talk about.
That's true. But
the
you're
unhealthy,
not, you know,
angry
but
guy.
But you're not obese.
I'll get there. Yeah. I'm moments away from being radically obese.
I mean, in one of his rants, if you've heard him, right? In one of his rants, he's going to go off and all of a sudden it's like, you're going to hear something. You're going to hear a thud. Like, what happened?
That's going to happen to me. I'm going to die tomorrow. All right. Women are not making as much as men in 2008. Why do you think that is? 520-9710. Perhaps you have a theory on that. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a Dot out in Covina. Hey, Dottie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
All right, baby.
Good.
What's up with you, Dots?
Well, I don't blame corporate America for women making less. I blame women. You know, in correlation with this current scientific study, there have been other studies that prove women call in sick more. The reasons that we're given are ridiculous. You know, oh, I have a headache. Oh, I'm
right.
cramping. Or,
right.
Oh, my boyfriend broke up with me and I'm too depressed to work.
We're more emotional. We have more like ailments. We have children. You know, we're the ones that take care of them.
I don't know. I sat here for 3 years with a guy who liked to call in sick. I'm not sure
that's true.
Yeah, but, it's always women.
But it's proven that women are absent more and those are the reasons. And until women suck it up and learn to be tough, it's never going to change.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, you know, when you have, when you hire chicks who are still dropping eggs, they're going to get those periods.
Well, yeah, and, you know, there's that risk of, okay, I can pay Joe Schmo more money and I know he's going to be here, or I can pay, you know, Debbie less money so I can save the money to have to hire a temp when she's out all the time.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
It's
and you know who agrees with you about attendance is Gina Grad. Gina, where is she?
Yeah,
she's not here, Tim.
No? Oh, she's not here tonight? Okay. Well, when she comes back tomorrow... She'll give you a theory on how women never call in sick or never take any time off.
Princess doesn't like that.
I mean, you know, once women learn to so to speak, be a man about it, it's never going to change. You know, these you know, meek women that just sit back and take it and aren't willing to change it. I'm sorry, I can't.
I think you're right, darling.
America.
I think you're right. Hey, we're going to give you something here.
Okay.
We're
going
to give you a pass for two to see Choke.
Okay,
at any
great.
L.A. area AMC theater, all right?
Awesome, thank
all
you.
All right, hold on 1 second. Enjoy Choke. There she goes, everybody.
She's right, though.
Man.
Women have so many issues. And you know what? Women are so full of drama. You know, it's like you have an office
Trust
full of
me.
Women. It's ridiculous. You know, hair salons. It's just gossip. It's like going back to high school. You have more women, more gossip. I hate it.
And now they're
it.
All spreading it out on the internet, too.
It's just gossip, gossip, gossip. I don't get it.
Facebook and MySpace.
Yeah.
And my gossip and your gossip and all that.
I agree.
Crap.
I can't deal with the drama. And guys have less drama. It's a lot. It's a much better working place. And there are some guys. You do find some guys that like to create stuff, sure. But for the most part, it's women.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, let's talk to Andre in Hollywood. Andre, you're on 97.1
hey,
FM
doing?
Talk. How are you?
How you doing?
All right, man.
Good. Hey, it's nice to hear your voice. I've been a fan of your father's for forever.
I was thinking
the reason why women aren't getting paid as much as men is because they're really kind of got they're like a walking paycheck. I mean, if they do get a job, they get paid, and then if they get married and get divorced, then they get paid again. So they get it twice. So why should they get paid more when they're going to get it twice in the end anyway?
Yeah, they're like their own two-check family.
Yeah, it's like a two-check family already, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, they could stay home and take care of the kids, and they get paid or whatever, you know, allowance or whatever. And then, you know, if they go to work, they get paid. And if they divorce, they get paid. So anyway you figure it, the woman's going to get paid.
Hey, have you ever worked for a woman?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yeah.
I've only worked for one woman in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Your wife?
There was only one time where a woman was my boss. It was about 12 years ago.
I think I worked one time, too. I had one
Nobody
woman.
Nobody had any respect for her.
She was my boss for 12 minutes. That was it.
Yeah.
After that was it. That was the end of it, you know.
Unfortunate, but the woman who was my boss for a time, nobody in the office had any respect for.
Right.
Nobody.
That's true.
I mean, we'd all go to the meetings and sit there and go, oh, it's a great idea, you're the best and everything. But as soon as she left, like, oh, what a moron.
I worked for a woman for 3 years, and I adored her. I think everybody loved her.
Is that right?
Yeah, everybody
like
loved
like
her.
Like at a basket shop or flower store?
No, it was actually at
Shoe
a radio
store?
Station.
What?
Yeah. And she was great. Like, people loved her. She was the nicest person. She was very fair. She was very cool. Didn't have any drama. She was just a real cool lady.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
I got a question, Tim, just to go off the thing, just for one second.
Sure.
How can I break into radio here in L.A.? I mean, I have a good voice. I can do voiceovers for you, you know. I can do that, the Tim Conway Show thing, you know, with the announcer. I can do that.
Hey, let's hear him do a voice.
Listener. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 48.
48?
I'm 48. I got a very good voice. I mean, just to give you a little example, and now the Tim Conway Junior Show on 97.1 Free FM. See, I can do that. You can do it, right?
Yeah, but I can do it too. yeah, I don't know. I listen. Do you have like a reel or anything or a demo tape?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Well, why don't you send it to us? Send it to Randy Wang. Can you MP3 it?
Yeah, I can MP3 it. Yeah,
all right, hold on one second. Let me put you on with Randy, all right? In the meantime, we're going to give you something here. We're going to give you a pair of tickets. Oh, no. How about, yeah, a pair of tickets to the HBO comedy at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach this Thursday, powered by Chris Rock's Kill the Messenger. That's premiering Saturday at 10 p.m. only on HBO. That's going to be an unbelievable special.
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah.
He's good.
10 p.m. on Saturday. You got to get your HBO before then. Don't miss out on that. Everyone will be talking about that on Sunday at Mass.
You've made two baskets. Like, every
Thank
time you crumple your stuff up, you throw the basket and you keep making it.
Well, it's a huge trash can.
It's actually not.
Maybe that's just skill then. All right. Carrie Kasem is with us. Why aren't women in 2008 earning as much as men in 2008? David in Upland, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah, first of all, you can't hire that last guy because he'll be out on a smoke break every other half hour.
Second of all, please.
So women-wise, they're just straight dummies. That's why they're making less. They don't deserve anymore.
All of them?
Well, no offense to you. You're doing a pretty good job, but most of
Thanks.
Them. 99% of them are just plain dummies.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Your parents still married?
Yeah.
Dad run the house?
Yes, he does.
Oh, boy.
And was mom irritating in the morning?
Probably, but he puts his foot down on her.
All right, dude, get out of here, you jackass. All right, let's talk to a John out in Anaheim. John, you're on 97.1 FM.
Hey, my boy. How you doing?
How are you? Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Well, I think we're overlooking the obvious fact that women have choices. And men have responsibilities.
There you go.
They could choose to work. They don't choose to work. They could choose to have kids, not choose to have kids. Men don't have that luxury.
Yeah, we got
to
work our ass off until we die.
That's right. That's why our lifespan is so much shorter.
Yeah, but
you know what?
That's where we also prefer it.
I would prefer,
yeah,
I
no
prefer
doubt.
That.
Quit prolonging the agony.
Yeah.
It's so much better to work than to have to stay home and take care of kids. But
that's your choice. Men don't have that choice.
Well, I've seen a lot of men that just kind of play around and not really, surf.
Yeah, but that's in that little microcosm of Hollywood.
No. Surfers are everywhere.
I think you're right. I'd love to get my wife earning,
Me too.
You know, close to what I do. I'd love to sit at home with that daughter every day.
Would you give up your work, Tim?
if my wife could earn the same amount of money, yeah, and I could sit at home.
You'd give up? You give up being on the radio?
Yeah,
he wouldn't have to. He wouldn't have to. He could have a choice.
No, I think I'd sit at home. Listen, you know, I ran out of crap to say 10 years ago.
Are you serious?
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second, gentlemen. Hold on, dude. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see stand-up comic Louis C.K. Look at that. Louis C.K. at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano on Thursday. It's at thecoachhouse.com. Thecoachhouse.com. Yeah.
There we go.
All right, here
Let's
we go.
See.
And boom!
Oh, yeah!
Another
three
one.
3-4-3.
All right, it is Monday, and I meant to do this earlier.
What are you going to do?
You know what? I actually bet on Monday Night Football. And I forget to look at it while I'm here because we're working our asses off. So let's try to get like a Monday Night Football update. And in the meantime, we can see how I did. All right. It was the, let's see here, won the San Diego game here. Anybody have an update? I can't find the score here. 520-9710.
Are you a Chargers fan?
Yeah, big Chargers. I mean, not a major Chargers fan. I like the Chargers.
You must have been really upset the last two games.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Last
Especially against
of the game.
Denver.
Last
that was the worst game ever.
Of the game.
San Diego kicked ass, everybody. They beat those New York Jets.
Ah, yeah.
48-29.
My boyfriend will be very happy.
48-29. Look at that, man. They were tired of losing at the last minute because these goddamn officials.
You want to do cheer?
48-29.
No.
Look at that. No, thank
no
you.
Cheer.
It was 31-14 at halftime. What kind of cheer you want to do?
Your team is red hot. Your team is red hot. Your team is R-E-D, red H-O-T, hot. Christ. Once we start, we can't be stopped. Red hot. Go Chargers. Yeah, woo!
Were you a cheerleader in high school or just annoying?
No, totally annoying.
Were you?
I made fun of the cheerleaders.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. The San Diego Chargers kicked ass, everybody. And that's a great win for them. They were 0-2. Losing two very, very tough games because those a-hole officials. And it sounds like I had a little money on it, huh? And it tasted
Did you cover your point spread or did you just go?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself tonight.
There you go.
This is a good night for me.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
All right. And also in baseball action, you know, it's the last week of the baseball season.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers and Arizona are in a tight race.
The Dyers.
And Arizona actually won tonight.
Mm.
Oh boy. Yes, Arizona won tonight. The Dodgers did not play. And the Dodgers are now 2 in front of the Arizonas. LA 2 games in front of Arizona with, let's see, 156, 6 games left. 6 games left. 6 Dodger games left, everybody. And they're 2 games up on Arizona.
I was just at a Dodger game a couple nights ago, and we were playing pass that ball around in the stands. You know how they try and get them, and they stab them with a knife? And, okay. Well, this one kid was such an idiot. We were really close to the field, and the ball got passed to him, and as hard as he could, slammed it right down on the field in the middle of a play. And these officers came down and literally escorted him out of the...
Really?
Yeah.
What, just for hitting the ball on the field?
Yeah. I guess if you do, if it's disrupting a game... And they kick you right out, and we saw it happen right in front of us. And then a couple rows down happened again, and they escorted that kid out, too.
That's embarrassing. You get escorted out of
them. Oh, yeah. 2 policemen come down and escort you out. 2 big guys.
LAPD?
And yeah, they point. No. I don't know what they are, but they're police guys.
Are they the real authoritative security guards with the shaky straw hat pizza hats?
No. These guys are in uniform. They're in uniform, but they're not. It doesn't look like LAPD, but they're police. They have the badge and everything.
Throw your ass out.
They literally point. They stand there and point to you, and then make the come here sign. And you know everybody's sitting there going no. They pointed to one guy, and the other guy got up, and he says, "Not me. I didn't do anything." So who is it? And he had to point out the guy that did it in front of everybody.
That sucks. Don't you just buy a ticket and then come back in?
I guess you can. Once you're out, you're out. I guess they watch for you.
But what do? You get out there, you get thrown out, you act like Fred Flintstone and bang on the gate, Wilma!
I don't know, but all of his friends eventually got up when they realized he wasn't coming back, got
That'd
up and
left.
It'd
be funny if the guy's wife's name was Wilma. He's banging on the gate. Wilma! Kicked his ass
or
out.
Or Stella. Stella's good, too.
All right. The Dodgers have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games left. They have San Diego and then San Francisco. They finish out with San Francisco. They have San Diego, and they're going to be here, Dodger Stadium, on the 23rd, which is tomorrow, 24th and 25th. Those are 7 o'clock starts, all three of those. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday up in San Francisco, and you know that's going to be tough because if the Dodgers do relinquish this lead, San Francisco would love nothing more than to eliminate the Dodgers from the playoffs.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be a real tight schedule. San Diego's not doing well this year, but San Diego always plays the Dodgers really tight. And then up to San Francisco for a 7:30 game on Saturday night. I'm sorry, Friday night. 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. They're starting up on Saturday. Oh, these got to be East Coast times. All right, so it's a 6 o'clock game on Saturday and a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. So 1 o'clock is the last game for the Dodgers this year. Come this Sunday, the 28th of September. And that's going to be a great game. I'm telling you.
Are you going to watch it?
I'll
be bet on
sitting there watching. Oh, yeah, I'll probably have a few matchsticks on it. All right, we got to take ourselves a break. We'd like to thank Carrie Kasem for coming in. Always nice to see you, baby.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and we'll see you in a couple weeks, darling.
Yeah, I'll bring some songs in.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely some cheers. Some wake-up songs. I'll sing them for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, it is the, what was that? Oh, well, we're not done with the show yet. Please, Randy, please.
Remember, Project Ethos this Friday at Avalon. You guys got to come out. Check out the models. I'm hosting it. It's going to be one huge party, Avalon, 8 o'clock. Go to wanttickets.com. What is it? What is it, Jason? Wanttickets.com. Wanttickets.com. Go to, come on.
All right, yeah, it's wanttickets.com.
You're so mean. It's going to be fun.
No, go to wanttickets.com and get yourself
for
a ticket
Project
this Friday.
Ethos.
What are you going to wear? Do you know?
Something really hot.
Are you?
It's a pop culture theme, but like meaning Marilyn Monroe all the way to like whatever pop culture is. So I'm really, really excited.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Thanks, Carrie Kasem. And we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And the two studs from the John and Jeff Show are sitting here. John and Jeff, man. Nice to see you, fellas.
Timmy, me boy. How are you?
Look at you guys.
What's up, Tim?
What's going on with that big show tonight?
Tonight, we got a perverted landlord who secretly put cameras and audio equipment in the apartments of females.
Always been a fantasy of Randy Wang's.
Yeah, this has been going on for years now with this landlord, so we'll get into that.
And cameras in the bathrooms?
Various parts of the apartment, but none in the men's apartments, which is, that's the good news in the story.
Oh, yeah. So the guy's not a homo.
Exactly.
Right, the silver lining. But that's kind of interesting. You know, it certainly, for guys that like that, it certainly makes the drive home from work more interesting.
You don't take the long way home.
Because when you get home, you got a lot of footage to cover.
Some guys take the edge off pounding a beer, having a shot. Some guys take the edge off perving out. Oh, look at that.
You know, that whole idea of you getting one over on somebody, they don't know that you're, being watched or videotaped. And the published report says the guy even had some old-fashioned VHS tapes.
Wow.
Old-fashioned VHS, we're now calling it.
Wow. You know, yeah, that is amazing. Old-fashioned. Jesus Christ. That was around before that ever happened. But he'll run into some trouble if there was a minor in any of these apartments.
Well, he's in trouble no matter what, but even worse if there is a minor.
Yeah. But people get to, like, if somebody said there's a videotape of me out taking a shower, I'd say, who gives an F? You know? I mean, if you want to see that, if you want to, you know, enjoy yourself and pleasure yourself to it, that's fine. I have a feeling nobody wants to do that.
But could you imagine the weirdo rocking their jolly to a videotape of you, you know, lathering up with the Irish Spring?
I wouldn't give a rat's ass. I really wouldn't. If a guy says to me, he goes, I got a videotape. I feel like an a-hole. I got a videotape of you taking a shower, and I jack to it all the time. I'm like, enjoy yourself. You know, if you want to shoot it again with a clearer camera, let me know. You can come over tomorrow. It wouldn't bother me at all. But some women get so crazy. You know, they're like, they say they've been violated. It's almost like they've been raped. They've just been videotaped, you know? What do you do?
Without their knowledge. And
exactly.
This is very valuable footage, Tim, on the internet, on the web, because there are guys that will pay $30 a month to watch women not knowing they're being videotaped. So it becomes very exciting for the perverts.
Right. Well, I don't buy any of those hidden camera things, because it's always like a guy shooting through the blinds and he sees this woman and she's done something incredibly pornographic. Like, what are the odds of catching something like that on videotape, clear?
Well, if you're running the camera 24-7.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know what? I just thank God every day that my Jones are drinking, smoking, and gambling. You know, because they simply very easily could have been, you know, child porn, rape, and murder, you know?
The guy rigged it so when you turned on the lights or the ceiling fans, the video cameras would go on. So,
oh, is that right?
So that was a really high-tech pervert.
Oh, that guy.
These pervs are serious.
I got to get him over to my house. All right, it is the John and Jeff Show coming up immediately here. I'll be on tomorrow with Teresa Strasser. Also, Robert Schimmel's coming in tomorrow live on 97.1 FM Talk. And then to see, this always irritates me, and I don't know any of the parties involved, so maybe he's a decent guy, I'm sure he is, but whenever they cut away from the Emmys to give an Emmy award to the director of the show,
yeah,
for the Academy Award,
Jesus,
and
that's happened
so many times,
you know,
take 11, take 12, like people, mm-hmm, people in Akron are going, hey, still directing while he's accepted, look at that guy, doing two things at once, look at that, he's got his finger going and he's accepting, he's accepting and he's directing, it's like, oh, who cares?
KLSX, KLSX HD, Los Angeles.